JIS Radio presents The Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
It was clear to us that until the youngster gets his or her own device, that we wouldn't be able to cross this digital divide that we are experiencing. We have installed just about 200 community access points across Jamaica.
2014 was a significant year for the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining. The year featured the advancement of technology in schools, the introduction of new industries, and a stronger push for national development through science and technology. September 2014 marked the start of the government's much-touted Tablets in School initiative. In an effort to boost the use of technology in schools, the government distributed over 15,000 tablets to students across Jamaica under the pilot phase of the project.
We have the vision that in another couple of years, every single Jamaican student going to school will no longer have to trek with 10 books on their back, but they'll have their tablets. They'll be able to have various applications that will enable them to learn more effectively in the classroom.
The $1.4 billion program will benefit 24,000 students and 1,200 teachers in several institutions, including pre-primary, primary, and high schools. The government also spent $114 million for the provision of electronic content on the tablet computers. More Jamaicans gained access to computers and the World Wide Web with the opening of 30 more community access points, CAPS, in 2014, bringing the total to 187 such facilities island-wide. Through community access points, the government is aiming to bring full internet service and the necessary devices to all communities, enabling Jamaicans to benefit from advanced technology.
To ensure that all Jamaicans have access to the internet, the government has built out over 181 community access points. This is ensuring that the least able have access to computer technology and the internet.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. In 2014, the government continued work to diversify Jamaica's energy mix. A $45 million contract for technical assistance towards the promotion and development of cost-effective small hydropower projects across Jamaica was signed in May.
We have very high expectations for the results from this hydro feasibility studies. We can make significant step toward achieving our goal of economic energy independence and security. And of course, the government is committed to this.
The cabinet appointed a team to oversee the implementation of the construction of a 381 megawatt energy plant in Jamaica by 2016. The announcement was made in Parliament by Energy Minister Philip Paulwell at the opening of the 2014-2015 sectoral debate. The Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, will report to the Prime Minister and Cabinet. The team is mandated to manage the procurement process of the 381 megawatt project in consultation with the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, the Jamaica Public Service Company, and Energy Minister Philip Paulwell.
The Cabinet has declared the building of this power project as a large-scale major project and will appoint an enterprise team which will oversee its full implementation. The enterprise team is to be chaired by Dr. Vincent Lawrence.
The energy minister also announced that mining operations at the Allport Bauxite and Alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth will resume January 2015, while the refinery will officially reopen in December 2016. This after an agreement was reached with Russian aluminium company UC Rusal.
The new deal represents an expression of the government's commitment to ensure that the full potential of the bauxite alumina industry is realized in the shortest possible time, as well as an expression of confidence on the part of UC Rusal in the future of our bauxite and alumina industry.
With several initiatives set to continue in 2015, the new year is sure to reap even greater successes for the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.